Well, Rashid Khan is a superstar at T20 cricket, and here on our shores, he has for a long time now represented everything good about the BBL. Always smiling, always entertaining, always deceiving the batters in a batter's game. The leggy has done it pretty tough, though, of late, which makes his entertainment value all the more remarkable. He's a beacon of hope for Afghanistan's youth in these troubling times for that nation. He's had to deal with a fair amount of grief of his own in recent times. His fifth BBL campaign is ending tonight. He's leaving us. Rashid, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. How are you? Hope you're all good.
We are all good here. It's great to hear you on the line. And your last game tonight, as I mentioned, no one likes goodbyes, do they? But have you had fun in campaign number five?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, had a good fun. Unlucky we didn't have those wins which we should have. But I think overall was a good for me, and would love to finish the BBL 5-11 with a win in Brisbane. So yeah, it wasn't a kind of ideal BBL. You know, we had so much COVID things, and so much things were happening around. So yeah, looking forward to finish it well.
Rashid, how have you seen, or how have you enjoyed your time in Adelaide? You're much loved in the city of churches over there in Adelaide. So what does the city of Adelaide mean to you, and will you be back?
So much. I think it was just like a home for me. You know, it's always when I'm there, if I feel like I'm at my own home, and absolutely loved it, you know, being there, and had the best time of my year there. So yeah, just going around there, going to the different places, and especially going to Central Market, you know, having things from there. So yeah, I love my time in Adelaide, especially playing in the ground, getting that kind of support from the crowd, and they love you so much. So it's kind of feeling like, yeah, I don't want to leave Adelaide. I want to come here every year, and I want to play for this beautiful team. So I absolutely enjoy each and every year of my being in Adelaide. So I would love to come again and again.
So, Rashid, you're saying there's no chance we can't tempt you across to the Stars or the Renegades?
I don't think so. I think I enjoyed myself being a striker, and inshallah I will be there till they want me, and till they tell me like it's all enough, and then I can go.
You did a great, credit to you, Rashid, you did a great piece. You sat down with Code Sports recently to talk about how home is never far from your mind. I mean, I guess we all carry our parents with us, don't we? You as much as anyone, given you spend so much time abroad and on the road, and your parents are sadly no longer with us. And you wrote a beautiful tribute to your father on Instagram a couple of weeks ago. So you aim to represent them and your wider family as much as yourself?
Definitely. You know, families, something it never goes away from your mind. You always have your memories in the mind, and you know, always I was someone like so much attached with them. You know, whenever I was not playing and I was in my room, I used to be all day with my home, and especially with my mom on call. So yeah, I had the best time, and had those all great memories I had with them, have in my mind, and definitely, they support their prayers, which takes me here to this stage. And when you're away from your family, brothers, sisters, I think it's pretty hard. But yeah, I'm trying my best to make it as easy for myself and relax for myself, and just, you know, just to give a kind of performance and do some good performances, and makes my family more proud, and makes my brothers and everyone more proud. So yeah, that's why I'm here and trying my best to perform in each and every game, and do well for my team.
You must take tremendous pride in seeing the growth of the game in your homeland, though, and how rapid it's been. I mean, evolving from, you know, refugee camps on the Pakistan border to something huge, you know, probably the country's number one sport now, and the influence that you have had on that. I mean, that must be tremendous to watch.
Definitely, you know, it makes you so happy that play a kind of role which totally changed the mindset of the youngster. You know, back home, everyone is now having that kind of dream that I want to play for Afghanistan in future, and I have these goals to achieve. And as a player, you know, it makes you so happy that, yes, at the end of the day, I have done something for my country and just changed the lifestyle and just changed the future of the youngsters, which wasn't before the same as it is. And as long, you know, the youngster, they get involved in the cricket and they can, you know, involved in the sports, they have that kind of best future. And yeah, I feel so proud to be someone playing this role to inspire the youngsters and let them to get into the sports, play, have those dreams to play for the country, have those dreams to play all around the world, represent that country. So yeah, everywhere you go back home now, you will see people playing cricket in the streets and everywhere. So which is something makes me happy, and that yeah, we have done something, and especially for the all the young generation to change their mindset and to change their future. And and sports is beautiful, you know. It prevents you from different activities, and it allows you to have the bright and best future.
You must be a little bit or a lot disappointed about the fact that the historic test match between Australia and Afghanistan couldn't go ahead for reasons away from cricket. That must have upset you, because I heard Shane Warne speaking on the fact that this spin attack of the Afghan team would have given our batsmen a little bit of trouble.
Definitely, it is disappointing. You know, as a team from Afghanistan, every player was so much excited about this big test match, and everyone wanted to be involved in this. And we had the best opportunity to play against the best team, test match in Australia. It was more than a dream for each and every player, and to play test match in Australia against Australia. And definitely, you know, we have that best attack, a spinning attack, but at the same time, you know, the experience Australia had, that will be something which really tested us, and the condition as well. But still, we would have just tried to give the best performance.
Rashid, I was reading recently where you said you went to a clinic back home and there was something like 125 leg spinners turned up. Now, that's a very different setup to when you were coming through. You didn't have that. And I think as one of 11 kids, I think you were, how did you discover the game in the first place? Was it almost by accident?
Definitely. You know, when I went there, it was just after the IPL in 2017. And I went back home. And I've been to one of the academy, and I have seen like 125 or 126 leg spinners, and I was totally shocked. Like, imagine we have this much leg spinners in one academy, how many it would be in all around the country. So that made me so happy that, oh, how much the youngster turn around, see us on TV, and they change their mindset, they change their goals, and they want to be a future star. They want to play for the country. And yeah, it makes me so happy. And it just shows that the future of the young generation is about to change. And yeah, it's a great feeling, and it's a proud feeling to be someone who inspiring them.
So do you think the Afghanistan men's team, Rashid, will be allowed to compete in the T20 World Cup later this year? What's that looking like?
Definitely. You know, we pretty much famous about the T20, and we have those kind of mindset and skills which are pretty good for the T20s. But it's all about the condition, different condition here. We have most of the guys, they haven't played here, especially batting. But I think overall we will be good. I think we some of our players played here, and we just need to be a bit smarter here, being get used to the condition as soon as possible, and then, you know, the skills we have, the talent we have, we just need to try focus on that and have that kind of believe in our skill that we able to do and to perform every year. So I think that that will be something which, as a team, if we do that, it makes our job easier, and we will be able to beat any team.
Well, the Heat take on the Strikers tonight at the Gabba before Adelaide heads home for back-to-back morning games at Adelaide Oval on Friday, Alan, and Saturday. But catch Rashid's last game tonight against the Heat at the Gabba. Safe travels, Rashid. I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a good day, Heat.